It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local Sports Authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Mayor Washington, Kansas, for our second game of the Twin Valley League Tournament. We just had our men's matchup that concluded 57-47. Frankfort boys falling short to Washington County in overtime. But now we have our girls' matchup between the Axel Eagles and the Onega Buffaloes. Axel of Class 1A Division 2, Onega of Class 1A Division 1. These two teams met not too long ago. This season, just a week ago, and it was a blowout there for Axel beating Onega. So trying to get a flip of the switch here for Onega in a quick time. One thing I've talked about with head coach Adam Kufall week in, week out, is this turnover bug for Onega. They average over 25 turnovers a game. They got to limit the turnovers here tonight against this Axel team. The Onega Buffaloes are trying to break up right now a seven-game losing streak. They won their first two games of the season against Northern Heights, Flint Hills Christian. They're looking for their third win of the season. Here they have the opportunity to do so against a very good Axel team that finished 12-12 last year, and right now they are 9-2 on a nice start this season, and they have won seven consecutive games. So you kind of see two teams on the opposite sides of one another in a rematch from not too long ago. We'll have starters and more coming up here. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back here for our next game. It's the Axel Girls taking on the Onega Girls here in the first round of Twin Valley League Tournament play.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Kansaland Radio.
Here we are, moments away from starting our girls' matchup here between the Onega Buffaloes and the Axel Eagles. Down here in the first round of girls' Twin Valley League tournament play, winner will go against Valley Heights, the 10th-ranked team of Class 2A. Axel taking here on Onega. Axel starting left here, Ava Brockton, Reagan Hazekamp. Now he's dropping Maggie Stroppin and Caitlin Detweiler as they start with this ball. Here on offense after the tip-off. Here Hazenkamp goes underneath and Stroppin gets her hands off of it. Now to Detweiler around the perimeter. Inside pass off Reagan's Hazenkamp. That ball is taken away by Laura Martin. Martin, Jaden, Hazen, Haskin, Abby Ringel, Willow Hochstetler, and as well as Laney Martin all here on the starting lineup for the Onega Buffaloes. Here they go underneath Onega in front of the basket, trying to get the finish. Couldn't get it to go in. Rebound picks up to be Mackenzie Dorsey here. And not Lady Martin here on the starting lineup. This is a three-point shot up off the iron on Hochstetter. It's rebounded by Maggie Stoppen. 7 minutes left to go this first quarter. Here's Axel back with it. Into Maggie Stroppen underneath the basket. Couldn't get a finish, and now this ball is rebounded by Jim Haskin. These two teams played no longer than 2 weeks ago, and it was a dominant win for Axel over Onega. So this is trying to flip the page for Onega Buffalo. It's trying to get a quick reset. Here's a three-pointer from the very top by Ringel. She misses. And rebounded by Detweiler. Detweiler down the floor. Here's the top of the perimeter. So here's the left side, Natalie. Natalie, Hazekamp, Hazekamp, back out. Three-point shot loaded up off the back iron by Brockerman. An offensive rebound opportunity. Back-to-back here as Maggie.
I'm back.
She gets the putback. Hazekamp had the initial rebound. She couldn't finish, but Maggie was able to. And now Axel takes the 2-0 lead over Onega with 6:18 to go in this first quarter. Onega with it. Ringel driving. The right side lane. Ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Axel. And Onega will have it under the glass. Right side, Abby Ringel, who's averaging nearly 10 points a game this season, 6.7 rebounds a game. And this ball nearly stolen by Caitlin Detweiler. One thing here, the key on for Onega is their turnovers. They have over 25 per game. They had over 30 in the game I called against Hanover. They need to be able to stay contained and balanced on offense and efficient. Allowing 30 turnovers for a team like Axel will not keep you in a game very long. Here, Onega trying to respond, down 2-0 with 5:57 to go in this first quarter. It's going to be the first takeaway of the game for Axel. It's Maggie Stroppen with the steal. Down the floor, Natalie, passing off to her teammate for the assist to Reagan Hazekamp. Hazekamp goes in for two. Natalie gets the assist. And a timeout already taken here by head coach Adam Kufall in his first year. He calls the timeout for Onega. 5:41 remaining in the first quarter. 4-0 Axel lead. We're back here after 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hanzaland Radio.
I'm out of the game, taken by the Onega Buffaloes, head coach Adam Kufall. You're looking for the third win of the season. Last one was the second game of the year against Flannel Fresh. It's been a 7-game losing streak since here for this Onega team. They're down 4-0 against Onega. 5:36 left to go here in quarter number one. Onega has his Hochstetter at the top. Hochstetter, 5'5", junior guard. He goes out to her right side to Jaden Haskin, 5'8", senior guard. Haskin to Ringel. Ringel driving left side lane. She's fouled. It will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Abby Ringel, who averages roughly around 50% from the free throw line this season. Onega as a team is shooting just north of 50% as a team from the charity stripe. Abby Ringel's first shot goes up and goes in. And that will bring it to a three-point game. First points of the game here for Onega. Coming at the free throw line, it's Abby Ringel. Ringel looking to hit her second shot. Takes a shoulder shrug. Next one goes up and in. 2-for-2 Ringel at the free throw line. 4-2, Axel up by 2. 5:18 to go in this first quarter. Axel back with the ball. Brockman, Natalie, Raisin, Hayes, and Camp. Here's an elbow shot. It's missed and rebounded by Ringel. Wrangling it in. And now Onega back in control with Haskins. Near sideline. Different start from our boys' game. It was already a very quick game in terms of scoring. This one along a slower pace side. Hochstetler, they're going to get her on a double dribble. And that'll be Onega's second turnover of this quarter. It's already keeping that turnover count low. Axel, they didn't get to turn the ball over. 4:42 to go in this first. Axel up 4-2 over Onega. Natalie on the right wing. Up top to Detweiler. Detweiler, Natalie. Natalie bounce passing to Maggie. Maggie to her teammate. Hazekamp, and it's a missed shot. Hazekamp has the putback though. So it was a great pass inside to Hazekamp. She missed the initial bunny, but she fought for the rebound. Got it back, 6-2. Axel up by 4 over Onega, 4:27 to go in this first. Onega handling a man-to-man pressure. Down the floor, passed it inside to Martin. Norm Martin misses the bucket, and the rebound is by Maggie Stropton. Third rebound of the quarter. Roshman to Detweiler. Detweiler, Maggie. Maggie Hazekamp. Back up. Right elbow shot. Natalie Stropton is missed. And Hawkseller makes the rebound. She flies for it. Fast break down the floor. Onega resets it up to the top of the perimeter. No shot clock down here at Washington High School. So plenty of time to get your offense to the roll. Without having to take a shot to the basket. Regal. Out to Hawkseller. Hawkseller on the right wing. She goes to Martin. Martin to her left to Dorsey. Dorsey back to Regal. Regal holding it over the top. Passes down low. And Regal gets the assist for her teammate Hawkseller. Excuse me, Haskett, who finishes in for two. So a great look by Regal. And I talked about last time when I saw Onega, when they played against Hanover, as Haskett drew the foul as well on the shot. So she'll go up and shoot one at the line. Haskett trying to make this a three-point play. The shot is up and good. Onega 3-for-3 at the free throw line. Onega did two things well against Hanover. They shot well at the free throw line, and when they could get to their offensive sets, they ran them well. They know how to pass the ball. They know how to get the ball down under their issue. And sometimes they get tangled up in these passing lanes, and they have really bad turnovers in allowing steals. Here's Hazekamp for another putback for Axel, as she's had two offensive rebounds back-to-back for points. 8-5, Axel still bans this lead by three over Onega with 3:05 to go in this first quarter. Haskett at the sideline to Regal. Regal with it. She looks to her left to Hawkseller. Hawkseller driving right lane, loses this ball. It is last touch by Axel. So Onega will have the toss in from the boundary. Throwing it in. Moving Regal. Regal out to Haskett. Haskett, a three-point shot, is up off the basket. And the rebound is by Hazekamp. Hazekamp, four rebounds in quarter one. She averages five rebounds a game. She's just a one shy away here in this opening quarter. Good start off the board. Hazekamp, left side elbow. Shot is in and out of the basket. Detweiler tries to keep this ball alive. And the last one to touch it goes out of bounds is Axel. That'll be their first turnover of this quarter. 8-5. Axel up by three. 2:32 to go this first quarter. Axel over Onega. Onega trying to handle full court pressure, man to man. They get it taken away. And the steal for the deal is Alyssa Hazekamp. She's got the takeaway, went in for two. 10-5. Here's another steal. Detweiler, as she is fouled, choke up and shoots two. So, I talked about how Onega, when they get into their offensive sets and find a groove, they're great. But when they're handling pressure and these intense traffic lanes with passing, this is where they start to struggle. And now Axel's applying a very heavy man-to-man defense and that pressure. Now if you're Onega, you're looking to just get the ball past that court. Detweiler, she misses the first shot at the free throw line. It's 10-5, 2:18 to go this first quarter. Axel up on Onega. Substitutions on both sides. Brooklyn DeChant, the 5'6" freshman, comes in for Onega. And she makes the rebound off the missed free throw shot. Detweiler goes 0-for-2. DeChant in the game. She looks down, drives, dribbles, works one on three, and they got her on a travel. DeChant makes the rebound. She goes down the floor. Can't make much with it. She turns the ball and gives it right back to Axel. More turnovers on the quarter for Onega. Detweiler out to Brock Schmidt. She's open for a three-pointer. It's off the back of the iron, and now it's off the back of the glass. Onega will take over. Onega with Haskett. Haskett trying to see who she can throw it into. She finds Regal. Regal down the court to Chant. Onega breaks the full court press. The man-to-man, and the Chant travels again. for Onega. He's out traveled back-to-back sides here. She's trying to draw fouls, leading it to the defender, but she's taking off for both of her feet. 1:45 to go in this first quarter. 10-5. Axel up over Onega. Axel with the ball. Getting here for the first time. Callie McClellan, the 5'6" senior. This ball is lost, but takes back up by Axel at half court. Now fighting with it. Baggy out. McClellan, a three. Off the right of the iron and rebounded by Hochstetler. Down the floor. Haskin. Who's got the rebound. Now she holds it. Gets it out to Regal. Regal looking to her left. Finds the teammate Dorsey. Dorsey nearly giving that one away. Lady Martin able to pick it up. First time for her in the game. The chance trying to get a layup finish. Couldn't get it. But Abby Regal, the offensive rebound and putback. She's out 4 points in this first quarter. It's 10-7. 3-point lead for Axel over Onega. But 50 seconds to go in this first. Here, kick out. And a travel call on Ava Brockovic. Third turnover of the quarter for Axel. Onega staying in this and competitive here against this Axel team. But you got to be able to play all four quarters against this high-pressure defensive unit. They don't score high, but they know how to keep teams scoring low. Onega with Haskins. On the far boundary, 37 seconds, 0 on the clock, 10-7, Axel up by 3 over Onega, but Onega has his ball. It's the Buffaloes. Haskin, out to Regal. Regal, pump fakes the shot, drives right side, loses the ball. Stolen by Hazekamp, her first steal of the game, and she misses the bunny. This ball is knocked out. Somehow keeping this one alive is Axel, 3-point shot by Natalie. She misses. The ball's on the baseline and out of bounds. It's a turnover. For Axel, so an opportunity there off a steal. Axel couldn't capitalize on it. That's kind of been the tell this first quarter. Axel not being able to capitalize on as many mistakes that Onega's made. For Onega, they just have to handle this pressure. If they can, her offense looks really good. Let's say you're able to get it past half court. Hochstetler out to her teammate, Martin. Onega able to get it past half court here. To Haskin. He drives inside, trying to get a finish to the basket. Hits the shot. This ball still on the ground. The time will expire. First quarter ends. Axel up by 3-7 over Onega. We'll take it to the center back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of quarter number two down here for our Twin Valley League Tournament. First round of girls. Winner of this matchup will go on and play Valley Heights on Monday. It's between Axel and Onega here in this matchup. Axel up by 3-10-7 starting the second quarter here against Onega. Onega has the ball. I'd like to give a shout out to a couple of our sponsors. M&R Auto Parts, Blue Guy Technologies, Cooking Company, Lincoln Oil Company, Elmer's Repair, First National Bank Frankfort, and Highland Community College, all bringing this broadcast here for the Twin Valley Tournament as possible. Let's go to Jim Chan. And it's half court. Turnover takeaway by Caitlin Detweiler. And she couldn't get the finish. What? She'll have to align the shoot, too. Caitlin Detweiler went 0-2 in the first quarter at the free throw line, but that's a steal to start this quarter here for Axel. Axel, they had 4 steals in quarter one. Onega, they have 7 turnovers on this game. Detweiler, her first shot is missed. She's out 0-3. On the game, a couple of our sponsors here, SBS Insurance, Cadena State Bank, and the Bank of Highland, Bruna Implement, B&D Buildings, Onega Pharmacy, and Helena Agri Enterprises. Again, all continuing to help us support this TVL tournament and make it possible. Detweiler hits her second free throw shot. She's now 1-4 on the game. Axel now up 11-7 over Onega. 7:36 left to go in this second quarter. Onega with the ball. Now they don't have it. It's a steal by Detwa. They're second of this quarter. Back to back. Here she's got a left-hand bunny finish. And she gets it. Detweiler now with 3 points on the game. Two back-to-back steals. Onega has it with Haskins. Haskins over the top. It's another steal. This time it's Natalie. Three steals to start this second quarter here for Axel. Out to Hazekamp. Left elbow shot. She drains it. Hazekamp, 8 points. Now all this half. And Onega starting to struggle with the turnovers. Three to start this first minute of quarter two. And here's another one. A steal by Detweiler. A 3-for-3 combo meal. And Detweiler is able to finish. Back-to-back finishes for Detweiler. She's now got 5 points, 3 steals, not even a minute and 30 into this second quarter. A 10-point lead for Axel. 17-7 over Onega. Onega will have to call a timeout with head coach Adam Kufel. As right now, Onega is down 10 points, 17-7 to Axel. We'll take a break and come back here. A quick 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
6:37 to go here in the second quarter of play between Axel and Onega girls in the first round of Twin Valley League tournament play. Winner against Valley Heights next Monday. 17-7, Axel leads over Onega. They've had a very dominant second quarter. Onega still hasn't scored yet in the second quarter. Meanwhile, Axel has scored 7 points and have come away with already 4 steals in the first minute 30 of this quarter. And now, here's another one. Natalie, her second. She puts it to Detweiler. Not able to get the finish, but up to the line, she'll go for two. Natalie, 2 steals in the second. Detweiler with 3. They combine for 5. And Onega, they have 5 turnovers in the second quarter, all from steals. And this first shot is up and in for Caitlin Detweiler. I mentioned a couple of times. I talked to Adam Kufel plenty of times this season. We talk every week for our coaches' shows. It's a turnover bug that has been a killer this season here for Onega. They get their offensive sets. They run them well. But the one thing that hurts them from running those sets are themselves. Is Detweiler goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line to extend this to a 12-point game. 19-7. Axel over Onega. And here a foul will be called on Axel in the front court. They call it on Natalie Stroppin. That'll be her second foul of the game. First team foul of the quarter for Axel. Going against 2 team fouls. 6:15 to go in the second. And too much time holding the ball on the baseline for Riegel. She gets the violation. And it'll be the 6th turnover of this quarter for Onega. Now here, 12 turnovers on the game for the Buffaloes. Axel. Back in control, up by 12, 19-7, 6:10 to go in the second quarter. Natalie driving inside the elbow. Post-up shot straight away down the lane. Misses, and the rebound by Ward Martin. Martin down the floor. Hawks up there. Riegel, trying to get it in. She is fouled, and she will go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. Abby Riegel had a really good first quarter. 4 points, 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Assist and 2 rebounds. Here she heads up to the line to shoot 2. Well over 70, 80 points scored this season. Abby Riegel, 5'8", senior forward. Gets wide. The first one's on in. It's the first points of this quarter for Abby Riegel and Onega. They find their first points. 2:04 into this quarter. Riegel goes 2-for-2 at the line. It's 19-9. Axel's up by 10 over Onega with 5:51 to go this first half. Detweiler trying to get a layup shot. Oh, my gosh! Reagan Hazekamp hit the splits as she jumped over the top. of an Onega defender. She gets the foul, and on her way down, after jumping over the defender, she fell down, but thankfully she was able to get back up. Vitally impressive. Here now, Hawksettler takes over with Onega. Hawksettler out to her left side. She fires to DeChant. DeChant dribbles. Right hand. Pass off to Riegel. Riegel driving to her left from the elbow. Pass to DeChant. DeChant inside. It is taken away. Blocked by Maggie Stroppin. Stroppin. Down the floor. Gets it at the high key. Drives inside. Uses the backboard with the finish, but couldn't get it to go in. But rebound for the offense of Axel. It's Natalie. Natalie to Hazekamp. Hazekamp, left elbow, pull-up shot. And that time, she fakes it off the board. Hazekamp, our first double-digit score of the game, but 10 points, 4 rebounds, and a steal all this first half. She's been mightily impressive here for Axel. Axel, 12-point lead. Onega tried to respond with a layup drive. Maggie takes the rebound for Axel after a missed shot. And a foul immediately after, called against the Axel team. Or excuse me, they're going to say Axel had the ball knocked out of bounds of them. 21-9. Axel up over Onega. 4:45 to go here in this second quarter. Hawksettler on the far corner. Passes inside. It's taken away by Hazenkamp. Continuing to steal this ball from Onega. Axel has been on a stealing streak, and a three-pointer dropped in by Caitlin Detweiler. The first three of the game by either team. Caitlin Detweiler now on this game at 10 points. Two double-digit scores for Axel the first half. Detweiler and Hazenkamp. Hawksettler, Haskett here driving right side. Haskett back out the Washington County logo. Washington County here hosting the Twin Valley League Tournament. She passes it down under. Martin. Back to Haskett. 4 minutes to go in this second quarter. 24-9. Our score. Axel up over Washington County. Haskett has it. She picks it up. And looks like they're going to get a timeout here. Called from Onega with 3:55 to go in this second quarter. 24-9. Our score. Axel up by 15 over Onega. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. After the Onega timeout, they've turned the ball right on over. They've had multiple timeouts they've come out of where they've turned the ball over. 3:55 to go in the second quarter, 24-9, a 15-point lead for Axel over Onega. Here, down the floor, Detweiler at the top of the perimeter. She dribbles to her right side, passes off to her teammate, and they're going to get a travel on Detweiler. Just the Axel Eagles' fifth turnover of this half and their first of this quarter. They have held the ball and controlled it very well on the offensive side. Now Onega with the ball. Haskett has it. This ball rolling on the floor. Haskett's able to pick it back up. Wrangle with it. Now on the far top wing. She drives right side. Loses the ball to the ground. Picks it back up. Tries to get a layup to go in. Fits it. Amber Broster makes the rebound. Down the floor. Axel. Fast break. Over. The basket, rebound by Maggie, and she goes in for two with the putback. Maggie, 5 rebounds, 4 points in the first half, 2 steals. She has been very impressive here for this Axel team. Onega, listen, Hawksettler on the far side to Rangel. Thinking about a 3-point shot, doesn't take it, sets a screen up for Haskett. Haskett, another screen set for the key, passes to Rangel. Rangel this time, she'll take the three, and it's nothing but net. By Abby Riegel, the first three. Made for Onega. Both teams have splashed 1-3 here in the first half. Up by 14, Axel over Onega, 26-12. Here's a three-pointer, though, to respond. It's Caitlin Detweiler, her second three of the quarter. And the half, 29-12. Axel over Onega with 2:33 to go in the second quarter. Axel is only up by 3, 10-7 is out of the first. Another turnover on Onega. It's going to be an offensive foul. They didn't display the number. Yes, they have now. It's Abby Regal. That's her first foul of the game picked up. Here, Onega drops into a zone pickup. And already a foul as Axel drives right inside. Going up to the free throw line to shoot two will be Reagan Hazenkamp, the 5'7" sophomore who's at 10 points here in the first half. 4 rebounds. Both her and Detweiler have double-digit scoring here for the Eagles. Hazenkamp hits her first one to line. It's now an 18-point game, 30-12. Axel over Onega. This second shot is up and in. Hazenkamp goes 2-for-2 at the line. Now 12 points on the half. 6 points in this quarter. She's got 6 apiece here. Quarter 1 and 2. 2:16 to go in this second quarter. 31-12. Axel up over Onega. Onega with the ball. Hawks down there. She's stuck on the sideline. Needs to get the ball out off her pivot, but they will do so to Haskins. Haskins dribbling backwards. Out to her right. Stuck on the pivot to Regal. Regal. 3 dribbles. Stuck on her pivot. Out to Dorsey. Dorsey by the timeline. Half court. To her left. Hawksedler. Hawksedler inside the paint. Regal. She falls down. They're going to get a foul on Maggie Stroppin for Axel. Down under. Corralling an offensive player. That's just her second foul here of the game. Both teams with 4 team fouls in quarter 2. They'll reset here at the half. We only have 1:43 left to go in this first half. 31-12. And the referee right now, he's trying to reset the net, but that's all tangled up right now. He's hit it about 4 times with the basketball. Now they're going to try to get one of the girls to go up and get it. And Reagan Hazenkamp showing off the hop. Going up and grabbing the net, pulling it down. All smiles there from the actual side. Here Onega trying to throw this ball in. They get it on a bounce pass. It's immediately taken away by Caitlin Detweiler. 1:42 to go here in the second quarter. 31-12 our score. Axel over Onega. Onega on the baseline. They toss it in to the far corner. Haskins, Barton. Barton fouled. Really another foul you could have said at the end of that play as Hawksover gets knocked to the ground. But heading up to the free throw line to shoot two here will be Hawksedler. See who the foul was against there. They haven't put it up on the board yet. There's a lot of pushing there down under, so it could have been between two players. Potentially Maggie Stroppin if it was. That will be your third foul of the game. Officials, I think, are clearing up here on the far side of the scores table. And they do. They say it's against Caitlin Detweiler officially. So here at the free throw line, shooting two is Onega. First shot is up and out by Lauren Martin. That's the first time up to the free throw line tonight. First chance for points in the game. First shot is up, and it is good for Lauren Martin. 31-13. Axel up over Onega with 1:30 to go in this second quarter. Axel has it. Hazenkamp driving inside, kicking out past the perimeter, and a travel called on Axel. Your second turnover of this quarter. They haven't had many in this game, only 6. To speak of Onega, they have 15. Onega Hawksedler with it. Driving right side. Ball is knocked out of her hands as she reclaims it. Now she's on the right wing. Ball knocked out of her hands. Picked up. Stolen by Caitlin Detweiler, third steal of the quarter. Down the far corner, Avery Busse, the 5-5 senior in the game here for Axel. Busse on the left wing, out to Roxman, Roxman. Out to her right to Hazenkamp, Hazenkamp, Detweiler, Detweiler dribbles inside, flips it out. Now spinning out again here to Hazenkamp, Hazenkamp, Busse to her left to Detweiler, Detweiler. Another kick out to Natalie. Brockschmidt. She will not hesitate to take a three-pointer, but it's off the left of the iron and rebounded by Lauren Martinger. Second rebound of the quarter game. 31-13. Axel up over Onega, but 32 seconds left to go here in this second quarter. Abby Regal inside the key, and she will be fouled from Axel. She'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Both teams entering the double bonus. As Abby Regal will head up and shoot two at the free throw line, the 5'8" senior. Regal, she's been efficient at the line today. And as I say that, she unfortunately misses. She was 4-for-4 at that point. So the announcer jinxed on accident right there. Abby Regal, 4-for-5 on the game, trying to go 5-for-6. And here she does. She hits her second. 31-14, a 17-point lead for Axel over Onega with 23 seconds to go this second quarter. Natalie's dropping, bounce pass, and an assist. As Kayla Stoutweather goes in for two. Second assist of the game for Natalie's dropping. He's got two steals and two assists, a rebound, 2 points. He's kind of everywhere here on the stat sheet the first half for Axel. Another turnover for Onega as they get a Hawk Settler on a travel. 5 seconds to go here in the first half. Axel, a last shot opportunity before this half ends. 33-14 is our score. Driving, Azekamp, and she attempted a half-court shot from the perimeter, which means she did not need to put that much power into the ball. She could have probably chucked that to the moon. So Onega will take over after the turnover, and Onega will have it with 2 seconds left to go. This will be a full-court heave-ho, and that will not even get close. Onega, going into the locker room, will be down 19 points to Axel, 33-14. Axel's leader, Onega. Winner will play at Valley Heights on Monday. We'll take a step aside. We'll be back here for our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Strong communities are built on trust, and trust starts local. Bendina State Bank proudly serves our neighbors with branches in Bendina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three hometown locations united under one umbrella with one purpose, helping our communities thrive. With deep roots, local leadership, and decisions made right here at home, Bendina State Bank is ready to serve your financial needs today and for generations to come. Bendina State Bank, local people, local decisions, real community care. BendinaStateBank.com, member FDIC.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Strong third quarter. Your offense cannot turn the ball over more than maybe a handful of times. They had 12 turnovers in that second quarter, only 6 turnovers in that first quarter. And that first quarter, they were only down by 3 points, 10-7. So, again, you look at it here for Onega, when their offense is turning the ball over, struggling to get past half court, not handling defensive pressure, they're going to fall behind very quickly in games. And still, this is an Onega team that has lots of talent. They have lots of high-scoring talent. Abby Riegel, who's in that first half, had 10 points. Jaden Haskett had 3 points. Or Martin, she had a point as well to add. Just 3 scores there for Onega compared to Axel, who had 5 total. But Onega could definitely get themselves in this game. They can keep it competitive. They can draw within 10 by the fourth quarter. That's the goal here for Onega. But limit turnovers. Continue on offensive sets. Get that ball inside and get yourself into the free throw line. Onega, every time I've seen them this year, they are an incredible team for the free throw line. They are very efficient. They're very poised at that charity stripe. So for Onega, get inside the paint, drive inside. Don't be afraid here. There's a couple times that second quarter where Onega would drive inside, and then they kind of get scared going up to the rim, and then they would get called on travel instead of pulling a foul themselves. So going into the second half, Onega, be more aggressive, drive inside, get opportunities up to the free throw line, rebound the ball more. You can make this competitive second half here against this Axel team. Winner will take on Valley Heights next Monday. Also, a score that just came in, Blue Valley Randolph beat Valley Heights boys 52-39. Blue Valley Randolph will now take on Donovan West next Monday. We'll have that coverage here on the NFC Sports Radio Network as well. 2:56 until we start the second half, so we'll step aside here for 2 minutes. 33-14 is our score. Real quick, though, I'd like to shout out some more of our sponsors: B&D Buildings, Onega Pharmacy, Helena Agri Enterprises, Community Healthcare Systems, Farmers State Bank, Onega, Hiawatha Implement, Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, and First Heritage Bank. Thank you for everyone who helped support this Twin Valley League tournament. All right, stepping aside here for 2 minutes. Axel 33, Onega 14. Start the second half all the way here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
For over 4 decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back to the start of the second half here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Bear from our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, on the Highland, cc.edu. We get ready for second half action. Two more quarters and 16 minutes altogether to go here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're dialed 92.1 KMZA. Kurt Kelman back in studio. Credit and Profit down here providing you the coverage. Axel, dominant first half, led only 10-7 after quarter number one. But here they lead 33-14 after two quarters of play. They had an impressive 23 points scored in the second quarter. That was led from a campaign of Caleb Zellweiler. Now he's dropped through at five straight steals to start that quarter. If you're Axel, you want to continue that defense. If you're Onega, you want to be able to break that defense here at half number two. Axel start off with the ball here to start the third quarter. Detweiler, Hazekamp, Rosterman. On the right wing. She flies it out to her right to Detweiler. Detweiler up to the key. Now to Hazekamp. She drives right side way, trying to get the finish off the inner part of the basket. It rolls off and Haskins gets the rebound for Onega. Onega down the floor. Let the ball wriggle out to her right to Dorsey. Dorsey taking a stutter step. Now she'll drive it. That will be stolen by Detweiler. She started the first three quarters out with steals. And there she's not able to get the finish. Rebound by Regal. Regal to Haskins. Haskins her right to Dorsey in the near corner. Onega trying to run this offensive set. Regal pump fake, drives inside, kicks out to her teammate Hochstedler. If it was a clean kick out, it could have been a three-point shot from Hochstedler, but thrown out of bounds. Onega already here. Two turnovers to start this second half. 6:51 to go in this third. 33-14 our score. Axel up over Onega. Tried to extend. Maggie Stroppin misses a layup shot. Laura Martin makes the rebound. Onega back-to-back defensive rebounds. No team has gotten on the board yet here in the third quarter. Ask it to Regal. Regal, upside drive, out to Hochstedler. Hochstedler slows it down. Now she'll speed it up to the key as she drives. Kicks out three-pointer by Dorsey. And it's nothing but net. Drew it in from the corner is Dorsey. Second three of the game made for Onega. Back-to-back quarters they've hit threes. Here's this shot by Axel, the rebound by Regal. So now Onega. Might be two turnovers here this quarter. They're off to a decent start. Only down by 16 now. Here on the game. Here, pass up. Upside. Shot for a three is missed by Martin. And rebounded by Detweiler. Detweiler down the floor. Right side. Now back up top. To her right, she'll go to Hazekamp. Hazekamp, Brockman. Brockman transfers out. Set the ball screen for Natalie Stroffa. She drives it, kicks it out from the key. To the near side wing. Back up to the top of the perimeter. Pump fake. Now left swing the short corner. To the top of the arc, it goes back. Working around. Now Maggie's dropping inside. Trying to drop a dime with a bucket underneath. Going to get the finish, but offensive rebound. Here by Kayla Detweiler in the far corner. To the elbow. A jumper. And it's in by Reagan Hazekamp. She's been a high post shooter here today. That is where she's favorably hit most of her shots. Reagan Hazekamp now 14 points scored on the game. Leading both teams here in scoring. 5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter, 35-17. 18-point lead for Axel. Onega under the basket. Foul is called. It'll be against Axel, and it'll put Onega up to the free throw line to shoot two. Going up to the line as well, Hochstedler, 5'5", junior guard. It averages just north over 4.4 points per game. As her first shot is up and in. Substitution for Onega. They'll take out Abby Regal and put in Lady Martin. The 5'8 senior forward comes out. The 5'9 junior forward will come in. Hochstedler, first shot is up off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Lady Martin. And that ball is knocked out. They'll say last touch by Axel. As Hochstedler goes 0-2 at the free throw line. And now a pass inside. Onega has it. 4:15 left to go in the third quarter. Then they call a travel on Onega. Sodega. They were going at a nice little spell there where they weren't turning the ball over in a couple minutes. But then the turnover bug returns, and Axton will take back over at half court. Let's see what Detweiler. Detweiler to Reagan Hazenkamp. Reagan Hazenkamp out to her left to Baggy. Baggy to Detweiler. Detweiler upset here at the top. Now it's down under. Baggy working front court, and she's got the bucket for 2 6 points out of the game for Maggie Stroppin. 37-18. The largest lead of the game time for 19 points. Here, another steal by Detweiler. Gets this one. Gets it back after missing it for a putback. So a steal, an offensive rebound, and 2 points all there for Caitlin Detweiler in the span of 5 seconds. And now, a 21-point lead, largest for Axel over Onega. With 4 minutes to go in this third quarter, a timeout is called here by head coach Adam Kupal. It'll be a full timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds. 39-18, Axel over Onega with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Kansaland Radio.
Four minutes left to go in the third quarter, 39-18, a 21-point lead here for Axel over Onega. With 4 minutes and 2 seconds remaining here of this third quarter, Onega with the ball. They throw it in to Martin. Martin, backdoor cut pass. It is taken away by Maggie Stroppin. And as soon as she gets the steal, she turns it over with a travel. So Onega gets their fourth turnover of this third quarter. Axel gets their first. Both teams exchange turnovers. And Axel will throw it in underneath the glass off the left side. It's Dorsey. Dorsey. Under the glass, she passes it in to Haskett. Haskett, three-pointer off the right of the basket on the inner edge, and it's rebounded by Dorsey. An offensive rebound for Onega to work with. Under the basket, Martin goes in for two. She steals out the defender down under Lord Martin, her third point of the game. First point since the second quarter. Their quarter number three, 3:37 left to go. 19-point lead for Axel, 39-20. Axel has it to Brockstrom. Brockstrom. Baseline bounce pass to Maggie, and Maggie is fouled. It'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Maggie is 6'1", sophomore forward, heading up to the line to shoot two. Tonight she has got 6 points, 5 rebounds, a steal, and a block. And here her first shot goes up and goes in. Maggie Stroppin now at 7 points on the game, trying to get to eight. Axel with three players here with more than 7 points. Two players with more than double digits. And here, Maggie Stroppin, she goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line now, 8 points on the game. 3:27 to go here in the third quarter, tying back the largest lead for Axel over Onega. It's 21, 41-20. Onega down against Axel. Winner will play Valley Heights on Monday. Loser will go to the Constellation side of the bracket. Brooks the chant has this one on the low block, looking for a kick out. Yeah, they're going to get a foul on the baseline, and they're going to call that on Axel. They call it on Ellie Stroppin, her third foul picked up of the game. Here's Brooks the chant, baseline pass, and they got a kick. Called against Axel with 3:11 to go here in the third. 41-20 still our score. Axel over Onega. It's Brooklyn the chant, who's throwing in from the baseline, right side underneath the glass. Pump fakes the right side. Now she goes over the top to Hawksettler. Hawksettler inside the glass. Now back around the perimeter. Upside, top of the key. Handed out to Hawksettler. Junior guard now driving the right side. Hawksettler. Down under. Pass off Barton. Barton. They're going to get an offensive charge here. Oh, Brady Barton. That's their second foul of the game for the 5'9 junior forward. Now there's just 2:54 left to go here in this third quarter. Still a 21-point lead for Axel Verdega, 41-20. First round girls, Quinn Valley League's tournament play here on a Saturday. Detweiler goes to her right. Into the game, first time since the first quarter is McClellan, 5'6 senior. Natalie inside the key, pump fake, kicks out. Hayes the cat, long two, off the basket. Left side, ball's being pinballed around. And a foul will be called on Onega. A push. See what the number is. They call it on Jada Haskett, her second foul of the game. Hazen Camp will step out. It will come with Ava Brockstrom. As Brockstrom gets the ball at the top of the high key. She goes inside, past the Maggie. Maggie turns around, flips it out. Brockstrom, a three-pointer off the top of the front of the rim. And another foul here, this time against Axel. That'll be called on Alyssa Hazenkamp. That's her first foul of the game, the 5'7 senior. Two seniors off the bench here for Axel. Kelly McClellan, as well as Alyssa Hazenkamp, are not starters, but they're calling off the bench quite often, especially when games are like this. So the score can get out of control, and Axel has a pretty good lead. Abby Riegel on the baseline, front court, pushes it out. This ball stolen away by Detweiler, and it is still on the chance. That's when she got that ball taken away from her. Detweiler, 7 takeaways on this game with steals. Third foul of the game against Brooklyn the champ, the freshman guard. Now under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 41-20, still a 21-point lead for Axel, their largest lead of this game. Maggie loses the ball, punches it to her teammate, and it's stolen by Abby Riegel, her first steal of the match. The chant, she didn't lose the ball. Actually, she does. It's a takeaway for McClellan. McClellan missed by Hazenkamp underneath the basket for a layup. And that'll be a turnover for Axel. So both teams exchange turnovers. The steal doesn't come up for any points for Axel. And they still remain up by 21. The jackpot score was 1:33 left to go in this third. The substitutions on the floor for Axel. They bring Hazenkamp back in to Avery Busick, as well as Natalie Stropfus. Onega with it. Hawksettler passes to her left. Into Hayden Batsky, her first time in the game here for Onega. The guard out with the Dorsey. Dorsey, Hawksettler. At the top of the key, dribbles to her right, bounces out, three-pointer up off the right edge of the basket. The ball is knocked out of bounds, last touch by Axel. Odega has it. It's 62 seconds to go in the third quarter. Our score, 41-20. Axel over Odega. Odega will make a substitution, putting Lauren Martin, the 5'9 junior guard, in the game. To be forward. She gets it in down low. She kicks it out to Hawksettler up top. Hawksettler dribbling low. Bottom of the hip. Getting one-on-one against Natalie Stropfus. He loses the ball. Has to punch it out. Now a three-pointer by the forward and Martin. She misses it and the rebound by Avery Busick. Her first rebound and first time on the stat sheet here tonight for Axel. And Axel has this ball. But Hazenkamp on the right wing. Takes one step dribble, passes to her right to Maggie. Maggie Busick. Busick at the top to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp. Maggie. Maggie Busick. Busick left wing. 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Brockstrom out to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp. Natalie. Natalie at the right elbow. Passes out to Brockstrom. 15 seconds down this third quarter. Now just 12. Axel handling it with it. Up by 21. 41-20. Try to run this clock out in this third. Up over Onega. Here's a last-second shot up and off the glass by Hazenkamp. and Seibel will expire 41-20. Axel will have the lead going into the fourth and final quarter of regulation here over Onega. Winner will take on Valley Heights on Monday. Right now it's favorable to the Eagles. Back here after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. The start of our fourth and final quarter here of regulation down here at Washington, Kansas for the Twin Valley League Tournament. First round of girls action, 41-20. Axel leads over Onega. 3-point shot from the right side by Haskins. She misses it for Onega to start this quarter. It's rebounded by Brockstrom. Maggie Stroffen. But as soon as the rebound happens for Axel, they throw the ball over and they gift it back to the Axel Eagle team. Or for the Onega team. Ortega, down the floor, 7:48 to go in this fourth, down by 21, 41-20. Axel outscored Ortega just 8-6 in the third quarter, just 10-7 in the first, but an incredible 23-7 in the second quarter. That's what made the big difference in this game. As Natalie Strauss takes this ball down the court after a takeaway, now down under. Here, underneath, Natalie gets the assist for third of the game. She goes to Maggie for her 10th point of the contest. Now Onega, now by their largest deficit, 23 points, 43-20. 7:16 to go here this fourth quarter. Here, Batsky passes inside. Riegel under the glass. Trying to stir the paint. Yes, she does. Finds the perfect mixture. And now by just again, 21 points, 43-22. 7 minutes to go this fourth. It is Onega down to Axel. Hazekamp, under the glass, going to get the finish. Maggie's dropping. Reed trying to get a finish. Could not, but she'll go up to the line and shoot two. Foul the process. After this, we'll have our postgame show and our player of the game. It'll be our final matchup here covering the Twin Valley League trip play here of the evening. And we will return on Monday with three quality matchups. We'll have all that on our MSC Sports website, as well as you can check up on our Facebook on KNZA for all of the matchups. Of course, also the Thunder Classic. We'll be getting covered. All kinds of tournaments going on in our local Northeast Kansas area. Here at the free throw line, first shot missed by Maggie. And all smiles on the court, not sure what I missed. But there was a couple of chuckles being exchanged between the ref and Maggie. And out here, Maggie misses her second free throw shot, but it's rebounded by Natalie Stroffen, but she misses the second chance opportunity shot. So 0 for 2, Maggie goes at the free throw line. Natalie attempted an offensive rebound putback, couldn't get it to go in. And now Onega has it. And there will be a foul called. She's really going to say this was just knocked out of bounds. She was knocked out of bounds by Axel. Onega has it. Takes 40 to go here, the fourth. Down by 21, 43-22, and a takeaway for Caitlin Detweiler. Tonight, she has 8 steals on the game, and here's the finish on the basket. The Maggie Stroffen off the block. Back to a 23-point game. Axel leading over Onega. It's 45-22. And now here's another takeaway again for Caitlin Detweiler. Nearly 10 steals here in this game. You can have a double-double. Not your traditional with the rebounds and points, but with points and steals. Foul on Onega. They have it on Jade Haskett, her third foul of the game. Axel will throw it in on the baseline. But Caitlin Detweiler, 6 minutes left to go here in this fourth quarter. Maggie, out to Hazekep. Hazekep, a floater, missed and rebounded by Haskins. Haskins, five rebounds on this game. Haskins down the board, left side wing, up to the top. One-on-one, she's working against Detweiler. Man-to-man defense applied by this Axel team. They just dropped out of that pressure. I mentioned that at the pregame. As soon as Axel gets that big-time lead, they'll drop out of that big full-court pressure. They go to a soft man-to-man. And here, Maggie, this is a layup down the court. Laura Martin makes the rebound, Onega takes back over. Onega has it. Left side swing out to Batsky. Batsky handling on the low left wing. Passes it into Martin. Martin nearly loses the ball. Yes, she does. It's another takeaway for Detweiler. Detweiler now with a double-double. 10 steals in this game. More than 10 points. All there in that first half, those scores. She had 15 points the first half. She's had 0 points here in the second. But again, impressive game, but in the performance, especially offensively, here for Kayla Detweiler. As a takeaway here for Onega, hit the ball back. Still from Haskins. Out of Batsky in the low quarter. Flying with it. Driving. Front court. Takes it back out. To Regal. Regal. Passes to her left. Dorsey. Dorsey to the right to Martin. Martin over the head. Pass to Regal. Almost a nice finish, but unfortunately a block there down low. Wanted out by Detweiler. Taken up by Brockstrom. And now here's a bad pass from Hazekamp. She thought she had her teammate on the left side wing opposite side. But she did not. That'll be a turnover for Axel. 4:22 to go here in this fourth quarter. 45-22 our score. Axel up over Onega. Haskin has it. Half half court. Takes out the Hawkstetler. Hawkstetler holding it. Driving right side. Passes that way. Chest high fire pass. On baseline. Ball knocked away and stolen again by Kayla Detweiler. 11 steals this game for Natalie under the basket. Here's another steal for Onega. They take it away underneath from Hazekamp. That's their second in the game. Axel with the ball. With it is McClellan. McClellan out to Detweiler, who lets the ball slip out behind her for a turnover. 3:44 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Again, after this, we'll have our post-game show and our player of the game here between Axel and Onega. Axel with a dominant lead by 23 points. Now it is 21. Right in the basket. Hawks are able to finish it for two. Now Axel here trying to get a jumper finish. Couldn't get it. Haskins makes the rebound. Haskins down the floor. Find a foot. Down to Regal. Regal, jump stop. Couldn't get it in the iron. Gets the offensive rebound. Couldn't get that too. Here's a kick out. A three-pointer. Hawksedler fouled on the three with a finish. And she got a good smack from her teammate getting up. That was Smiles exchange there. Hawksedler, man, what a three-point shot there. A huge three-pointer and now a chance for a four-point play. I mentioned that at the halftime that Onega needs to be aggressive with taking those shots, really lead into the defenders and not away from it. That time, Hawkstead did just that, and she gets the and one for a four-point play. Now only down by 17 points. Axel up 17 over Onega with 3 minutes left to go this fourth quarter. Here's Axel at the top of the perimeter to Hazekamp. Hazekamp kick out to the corner, up top, pump left side, drive to the right. And they're going to get a foul called on Onega. Up to the line, Kayla Detweiler will go. Detweiler, who has 15 points for the first half, none in the second. Here's a chance to get some. But she has also got 12 steals on the game unofficially, but at least guaranteed more than 10. She misses her first free throw shot here at the line. She missed her first three straight of the game. Here she is, 1 of 5. Excuse me, 3 of 7 on the game, and now 4 of 8 as she hits that second one on this attempt. 46-28. Axel leads over Odega with 2:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. Hochstetler has it at the top of the perimeter. Swings it out, right side, Haskett, inside, low block, it's distraught by Axel. Taking it down the floor now. Detweiler. Broschmidt, far side, McLeod works inside, Faggy! It's just spinning around the rim, it falls off the ball, but Haverkamp, Stropton will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. 2:27 to go here in this fourth quarter, 46-28. Here is our score. Axel leads over Onega. Natalie's dropped in. This is her first free throw shot here. She'll look to hit her second. Here. Taking the second shot. It is up and in. Maggie's dropped it now. Here, 1-2 at the free throw line on that attempt. On the game, she's been very efficient here. Enjoyed double-digit scoring without Axel, but three players who have double-digit scoring and three-point shots to respond. Lauren Martin with a long-range three. 2:12 left to go here this fourth quarter. And Maggie goes down the floor quickly, and she's able to go in for two. 49-30, 19-point lead for Axel over Onega. Here's a long two by Haskin, and they're going to say it's a three by Haskin. That'll be her first three of the game. A timeout will be taken, but 1:53 left to go in the fourth quarter. It's a full. We'll take 60 seconds here. 49-33, a 16-point game. Axel over Onega here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's cookandco.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansaland Radio.
1:40 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Axel looking to take this win over Onega, up by 16, 49-33 in the fourth. And here, missed shot by Maggie Stroppen. A foul will be called. And it will be pointed here again, the Axel Eagles. So Onega will take over. But 91 seconds remaining here in this game. Winner will move on to Valley Heights. Loser will fall into the consolation bracket. Coverage continues here on Monday down here at Washington, Kansas. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. There's a missed three-pointer for Onega from Haskin, taking down the fourth. This is McClellan. McClellan kicks this ball out. Three-point is up by Detweiler. She misses. Washington makes the rebound. And now here's another three-point attempt. It's up and off again by McClellan. But now Avery Blissing has it for a rebound. Axel holds it with 59 seconds left to go here in this game, up by 16. And I'll call a travel on Axel. 49-33 our score. Axel up over Onega. But 56 seconds remaining. Axel looking to improve to a mighty 10-2 this season and extended to an 8-game winning streak as they will look to take on the number 10 ranked team in class 2A in the Valley Heights Mustangs. A team led by one of the best players in the class, Ava Smith. And here Onega fouled, will go up to the line and shoot two. Onega still trying to look for their first win this season since their second game of the year. That was back in 2025 in December. It's Flint Hills Christian winning 60-28. They've lost now seven consecutive games. Potential chance to lose. 8 consecutive. Up at the free throw line is Dorsey. She hits her first. It draws it to a 15-point game. She can make it a 14-point game. 34 seconds to go, but she misses her second shot. It's rebounded by Detweiler. Detweiler taking this one down the floor with 28 seconds to go. Fouls to Bussing. Bussing has it. Onega, they're going to choose not to foul here. So Axel should be able to get this one nearly run out. Here at Detweiler. She drives right side. She passes out to her left to Hazenkamp. Now 12 seconds left to go. Axel will, in fact, win this game here. They'll move on and take on Valley Heights. Next week on Monday is Detweiler will be the final one to hold this one out. 49-34 will be our final score between Axel and Onega. Axel taking the breeze victory here after dominating his second quarter, 23-7, outscoring Onega. They're able to cruise to an easy finish, 49-34. We'll come back. We'll talk more about it here on our post-game show and our play of the game. And again here, Axel Eagles will move on to Monday against Valley Heights. Onega will go to the consolation bracket. Axel 49, Onega 34. We're back after this.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Over? You say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
I reminded you, Friday.
Kyle Swift.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your communities. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Around here, banking is still personal. Bedina State Bank is proud to serve our hometowns with branches in Bedina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three local banks working together under one roof with one simple promise, taking care of our neighbors. Decisions are made by folks who live here, work here, and care about this community. With a long history and a strong future ahead, Bedina State Bank is here for you, your family, and your farm. Bedina State Bank with locations in Bedina, Denton, and Highland, member FDIC.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here. Second to last final time here for our post-game show. We'll take another break for our Player of the Game. But again, here in our post-game show, brought to you by the Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agriculture real estate. The Axel Eagles come up victorious in their game here, 49-34 over the Onega Buffaloes. They led the first quarter 10-7 coming out of it, but then they outscored Onega 23-7 in quarter number two. Going to the half, 33-14. Axel, they outscored Onega just 8-6 in quarter three, and then they were outscored by Onega 14-11 in quarter number four. So again, Axel got out on that hot second quarter and was able to kick it to a nice, easy breeze for the rest of the second half. And you really want to know what happened that second quarter? Well, it was Kayla Detweiler. She finished the game with 12 total steals. In that second quarter alone, she had 5 steals and 15 points all in that second quarter. So Detweiler, there's your answer on why this game blew up the way it did. She finished with a double-double, 16 total points, 12 total steals. Reagan Hazekamp, she also had 14 points. Ellie Stroppen had 2. Maggie Stroppen had 15 for Onega. 6 points from Hoxeller, 6 from Laura Martin, 6 from Haskin, and 12 from Abby Riegel. She led the scoring for them. Onega finished the game with well over 25 turnovers. Axel was just south of 20 turnovers of the game with over 20 rebounds, while Onega was held under 20 rebounds. Axel will move on to play Valley Heights next Monday, but real quick, we're going to step aside one more time for a four-minute break. We'll come back and reveal our player of the game between the Axel Eagles and the Onega Buffaloes.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our School Spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence.
proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here one final time on the MSC Sports Radio Network for our Player of the Game segment here on 92.1 KMZA. Our Player of the Game is brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. The Axel Eagles again came up victorious 49-34. Over the Onega Buffaloes, and no one had a better performance than Caitlin Detweiler, who had 15 points in the 23-7 second quarter that Axel outscored Onega. 15 of those total points, had 5 steals in that quarter, finished with the game with 12 total steals, 4 in the second half, and then also 16 total points on the game. So 16 total points on the game, 12 total steals, and 6 rebounds with 2 threes in that second quarter as well. Caitlin Detweiler is your Player of the Game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So again, keep in mind and keep checking in with our MSC Sports website as well as on our Facebook on KNZA for our upcoming games here on Monday, as we'll be right back in it, providing coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network at 2.1 KMZA. From Kirk Kelman back in studio from Crittenden Profit down here in Washington, Kansas, thank you for listening.